brothers and roommate of illegal alien gang member who murdered Lack and Riley face deportation. By Amy Furr on March 20, 2025. The brothers and roommate of the illegal alien, Jose Ibarra, who killed Lack and Riley in February 2024 are set for deportation. Jose Ibarra, a Trenta Aragua gang member, was convicted of murdering Riley, a 22-year-old nursing student, while she was jogging in Athens, Georgia, Breitbart News reported in November. Fox News reported on Wednesday about her killer's brothers and roommate, saying one of Ibarra's brothers was sentenced to prison and deportation after pleading guilty to possessing a fake green card when authorities were investigating the young woman's brutal killing. Diego Gocho Ibarra, 29, of Venezuela, was sentenced Wednesday to 4 years behind bars after pleading guilty to 2 counts of possession of a fraudulent document July 15, 2024. The sentence was above the federal sentencing guideline range, and he will not be eligible for parole. Riley's killer, Jose Ibarra, lived with his brothers, Diego and Argenis Maney Ibarra, 25, of Venezuela, and a female roommate, Rosbelly La Gorda Flores Bello, 29, of Venezuela, in an Athens, Georgia apartment complex at the time of the murder. All four were questioned and arrested by investigators. The outlet also said Argenis Ibarra and the roommate admitted to having fake green cards under different names February 23, 2024, and pleaded guilty to possession of a fraudulent document in December 2024. However, they remained in the States. Diego Ibarra was ordered to be placed in the custody of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials when his prison sentence comes to a close, while Argenis Ibarra and Flores Bello would be immediately handed over to the agency. The Fox article said the three individuals entered the United States illegally several times in the past. The outlet also noted that Diego Ibarra was also reportedly a member of the violent Trenta Aragua gang. After Riley was killed, her body was found bludgeoned in a wooded area near the University of Georgia, UGA, campus. Her killer was arrested and charged in the murder the following day. When reporting on her killer, Breitbart News said, Ibarra crossed the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas on September 8, 2022. Biden and Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released Ibarra into the U.S. Interior with parole, citing a lack of available detention space even as more than 8,000 detention beds were available at the time. Video footage shows the moments Riley's family gave statements in court. In January, President Donald Trump signed the Lack and Riley Act into law, Breitbart News reported. The law requires the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to detain illegals who have been arrested, charged, or convicted of burglary, theft, shoplifting, or larceny, the article said. Prior to signing the document, Trump said of the young victim, from the time she was in first grade, Lacken knew she wanted to spend her time caring for others. That's what she did. To her friends and classmates, she was a light of warmth and kindness in every single room. To her parents and family, she was everything in the world. They've had a miserable period of time.